This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 25th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the weather is warm and pleasant. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a light breeze, making for a comfortable day outdoors. Eilut remains sunny and hot, true to its desert nature. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier this hour that the government plans to extend the special situation in the home front. The Ministry of Defense seeks an extension until August 11th due to a high probability of an attack. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that Israeli security forces arrested over 70 terror suspects in the West Bank this morning. This follows a deadly shooting near Gilad Farm that claimed the lives of two Israelis, including an IDF officer. Also, this hour, according to I-24 News, a major U.S. attack on Iran has been delayed, not cancelled. Separately, the Forward outlines concerns over Trump's recent deal with Saudi Arabia. The deal gives Saudi Arabia a pathway toward a civilian nuclear program, raising alarms for Israel. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports from earlier today that a 67-year-old woman faces charges for anti-Semitic abuse at the Bondi massacre site. Here's what people are saying online. The account IL Red Alert shared just an hour ago that an Israeli official believes a U.S.-Iran agreement is highly unlikely, suggesting further escalation. Meanwhile, Hussein Abdul Hussein posted earlier today that Saudi Arabia's normalization with Israel is primarily for its own benefit, hinting at a delusion of grandeur in Riyadh. Eitan Fishberger, writing just an hour ago, pointed out that the Quincy Institute is spreading misinformation about the IDF and American military relations, amplified by several public figures. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the government's decision to extend the special situation in the home front, Walla reports that this move is in response to increased threats, indicating an ongoing concern for national security. This extension affects daily life, as civilians must stay alert to potential emergencies. Turning to the West Bank, where the IDF arrested over 70 terror suspects. The Jerusalem Post highlights that these arrests come after a tragic shooting near Gilad Farm. This operation signifies Israel's commitment to security, aiming to prevent further violence in the region. Meanwhile, I-24 News reveals that a U.S. attack on Iran has only been postponed. This development underscores the tension between the nations, with potential implications for regional stability and diplomatic relations. In a related development, Trump's agreement with Saudi Arabia is drawing criticism. The Forward reports that this deal poses challenges for Israel, as it may shift power dynamics in the Middle East. It raises concerns about nuclear proliferation and Israel's strategic position. Lastly, the Australian Jewish News informs us about an anti-Semitic incident at Bondi. A woman has been charged for offensive language, reminding us of the persistent need to combat hate speech and foster tolerance in society. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Mobileye founder Amnon Shashua has stepped down as CEO after 27 years. The company, known for its innovations in AI and autonomous vehicles, is pursuing new opportunities in robotaxis and humanoid technologies. Separately, Globes notes that Elbit Systems is looking to convert naval vessels into drone carriers. This ambitious project involves integrating Hermes 650 UAVs into existing platforms, potentially revolutionizing naval operations. And finally, Walla Business highlights that Israeli exports have reached an all-time record. The Ministry of Economy's data shows exports totaling $169 billion, exceeding expectations and demonstrating robust economic growth. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.